So we get standard tuning, E on the sixth string, A on the fifth string, D. Index finger for G. Middle finger for B. And the ring finger. So if you use four fingers, thumb, index, middle, ring, and let's do six rhythm. One, two, three, four, five, six. One, two, three, four, five, six. So you don't need to look at the guitar when you're doing this. So you can look around the room. You can imagine that it's possible to have a little bit of movement in the elbow, in the right elbow. And you can even think, I don't need to pluck the strings. Also a helpful one is, I don't need to be accurate. Now, because the movement is smaller, you've picked out four strings. And you're still looking around the room. You've got 180 degrees vision, actually. You can see all the way to the sides, and you can see up. And you can even see his hand bobbing around underneath the bottom. Okay, so we're going to bring in the left hand. So the first thing is, the left hand doesn't have to play the guitar, doesn't have to do anything. You bring it up and you just touch the thumb behind the fretboard. So the fingers are free and the thumb is touching behind the fretboard. So you can start thinking about the fourth fret on the D string, but you don't have to play it. Have a scale going up. 4, 0, 2, 0, 3, 2. And you're in the second position. So I'll play it once. You can play it back. There's only one left hand finger on at a time. So any note that's played by the right hand bounces the left hand fingers off the fretboard. So you play, now as you play this next open string, the that fourth fret bounces off. And you place the first finger down. Then as you play the open string, it bounces off. Now as you play the second fret, the third bounces off. Remember, you can still look around the room and you still have movement in the elbow. 5, 6. Now let's fill that gap with the 6 rhythm we did. And then 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6.
Shift between the four.
neck. You're not really, you're not squeezing it at all. Now see if you can bring that first finger onto the second fret of the third string. And that means that you'll use I and A to play that chord. Still a short four. Now the only thing we're missing is an M I to end the six. One, two, three, four, M I. And that's where your twos will be removed. On, off. On, off. So they become short. I and A. Now see if you remember the melody. The melody is 4-0-2-0-3-2. 4-0-2. Do a short version. 4-0-2-0. And then a hammer on. And then a 3-2 at the top. 3-2. That's a little riff from a song called Sissy May Kent. Sissy, sister, my child. See what happens if you just think that as you play. I don't have to pluck the strings. So you don't have to do anything about that. You just think it while you play. You can also think, I don't need to be accurate. You don't have to hit the right string. Again, you don't do anything about it. You don't deliberately become sloppy. You just think it and see if there's a reaction. Something in the pond, you see if there's a ripple. Maybe there isn't. I don't have to be accurate. You've still got the whole room. You can even move your head around. Same with the left hand. You don't have to hold on with the thumb. Most important thought that you can try as you're playing and as you're looking around the room, you can think, I am not playing guitar. You just every now and again pop that in, I'm not playing guitar. six